Now, verse 13, the scene changes. Now, the scene in heaven concludes, and now we have a scene down on earth. And notice this, there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. They were just having a high old time, friends. They were going around first from one brother's house to another. And it was a banquet every day. They were really living it up, living in the lap of luxury, taking it easy. And then what happens? Well, there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing, the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Well, here Job has been having it nicely. He didn't know that he had enemies like this, and the Sabaeans come in and they slay all of his cattle here. And while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen of heaven, and it burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am alone to tell the story. It's called the fire of God. It's interesting that today, my kid, an insurance man, a friend of mine, he has in his policy, you know, that if your house burns up or if it's destroyed by an act of God, we always blame God if something is destroyed. And in that day, they were saying that. The fire of God fell. But who did it? Well, Satan did it. And I don't know why. Why don't they say in the insurance policy, if Satan gets through to me, if God permits it, and Satan gets through to me and burns up my house? That's another approach, you see, and probably be more accurate. And this is what happened. And we're told here, while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands, fell upon the camels, and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Now, you talk about the crash of the stock market. This is real stock, and they're all gone. Everything's wiped out. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Now, here's a tragedy beyond tragedies. This is a terrible tragedy. Now, all of his children are slain. And a Texas tornado hit the house of the eldest brother, and they're all slain.